will be available to answer questions at the end of this. Next, I would like to introduce Debbie Smith, Debbie and Robert Smith, who have come all the way from Virginia to join us. Debbie and Robert. There is a bill in front of Congress currently that has Debbie Smith's name in it. Robert Smith, they're both from Williamsburg, Virginia, where Robert Smith is a detective lieutenant there. And they're going to talk about their story when Debbie was raped and what has happened since then with her bill regarding DNA evidence. Thank you.
You know, we truly do live in a wonderful country. We live in a country that is full of people who will give their all when given what seems to be an impossible task. When AIDS victims in our country first fell prey to the devastating disease of AIDS, they cried for help. And there were those who rallied around them and heard their cries. Because of that, great strides have been made and to those who suffer from this fatal disease. We cannot provide a cure yet for AIDS, but the work continues and progress is being made because people care. Every year there are walks and to benefit cancer victims because people in America reach out to those who cry out for help. While not all forms of cancer can be cured, work still continues and progress is being made against this disease because people care. The terrorists meant to rip the United States apart on September the 11th, 2001, but instead, the cries for help were heard all across this proud country of ours. And people were united to bring aid to those who were hurting. They could not rescue everyone who was to feel the pain of what happened that day. But what we can stand up proudly and say is that the work continues because, and progress continues to take place because people care. As rape victims, our survivors of rape, we have been silent far too long. Our silent cries have not been heard, nor have they been understood. We have hidden behind the shame and the guilt of rape far too long. It is now time for rape victims to stand together, for there is strength in unity, comfort in being one with someone who truly understands, and there is power in raising our voices together to remove the terrible burden of guilt and shame. Our cries need to be heard, for we desperately need help from an America that cares. For years, we've had to accept our plight of hopelessness, because many times rape cases hinge on circumstantial evidence. As victims, we have had to prove our innocence. We no longer have to fight our battle alone, for science has discovered the great weapon we have needed to win a great battle in this war against rape. Our hope, our strength, and our voices have to emerge in this indisputable science of DNA. The scientists on the front lines are ready for combat with this weapon in place. The enemy has been sighted. Their aim is sure, but their ammunition is out of reach. It's sitting on shelves, locked behind closed doors, backlogged. Sometimes it's even discarded as something of no value. The estimate is that as many as 500,000 rape kits sit on shelves, waiting to be tested. That means up to 500,000 rounds of ammunition is waiting for someone to care. DNA is both our best offensive and defensive weapon in the war against rape. If we neglect to utilize this weapon in this war against rape, then we are doing a crime against society. These 500 rounds of ammunition is represented by 500,000 rape kits. We may see 500,000 casualties of war as a result of not testing those rape kits. Meanwhile, those scientists who sit on the front lines stand with empty weapons, unable to protect those that they fight for. On March 3rd, 1989, in the middle of the afternoon, in Williamsburg, Virginia, which happens to be one of the safest cities in our country, a man entered my home masked, forcibly removed me from my home, took me to the woods behind my house, and raped me and robbed me. This, had it not been for the fact of DNA,